Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Diana Fritschgott-Roth is our guest. Diana is a long time, coming up on 5-year member of our Brain Trust, former chief economist of the U.S. Department of Labor. She's now director of economics21.org, which is an absolutely outstanding policy website that you need to know about. A fellow at the Manhattan Institute. She's the author of a number of books, including the new one she wrote with Jared Mayer, Disinherited, How Washington is Betraying America's Young. She's our very good friend, Diana Fritschgott-Roth. Welcome back to the show.
Great to be with you, Jim. It's such an honor to be on your show.
It's good to have you back, as always. Diana, one of the things that has been interesting about some administrations, some presidential administrations, in particular the Obama administration, has been the way his organizations like the NLRB and the Labor Department have made it very difficult for businesses to deal with unions, to play fair with unions, to have the same playing field as unions, to have the same information as unions. And recently they just announced another disadvantage for business owners. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, it's really unbelievable, Jim, and I'm so glad you asked me about it. It's called the Persuader Rule. It was issued by the Labor Department on the 24th of April, and it's going to take effect on the 1st of July, less than a month away. What it says is that if you're a company and you have a question about union issues, is something that you want to do fair, is it legal, you want to avoid unfair labor practices, and you want to hire an attorney to advise you, well, the name of that attorney has to be made public. And all those attorneys' clients and the amount paid to that attorney have to be made public.
What? No, wait, yeah. Time out. Let me let's go slow on this. So if I have, is this whether I have unions or don't have unions?
Exactly.
Regardless of whether my people are organized or not.
Right, if you need advice.
I just need some advice because I'd like to make sure I don't do anything wrong.
Exactly.
You're saying if on my own money, minding my own business, I contact an attorney about union organizing advice.
Yeah.
Now finish it.
Then the name of that attorney has to be made public.
To who?
You have to file. All those to the Labor Department. You have to file a form with the Labor Department. There's actually three forms. There's Form 10 that you have to file. Form 20, the attorney has to file with his name, and Form 21 that the department is still finishing off, that the attorney has to file with all his other clients and the amount they have paid him.
This makes me want to hurt somebody. This makes me, I don't know.
It makes me sick, actually.
It makes me sick, too. This is Orwellian.
Yes, it really is. If you want to hire an attorney on any other issue, tax evasion, a zoning problem.
What happened to
sex
confidentiality?
Well, the American Bar Association has come down against this law because
Good
they say it violates this regulation.
Even
it would
be interesting to see whether the litigators do. I hope the litigators come down against it too.
There are four lawsuits right now against it, but this was a rule that came out for. It was a proposed rule, came out 2 or 3 years ago. There were a lot of comments on it, and the final was issued on the 24th of April.
So think about this, folks. So if you wondered if you were violating, I'm going to go off on another little tangent. This would be like if you wondered if you might be violating, say, the EPA rules, and you wanted to get some advice so you'd know as much as you could. As you were doing the research to see if you were doing things right, you had to turn yourself into the government before you could get advice.
Right, exactly. Well, you would have to declare that you were getting advice. The point is that this is going to drive labor attorneys out of business because they are caught between a rock and a hard place.
Right.
In many states,
there's a whole
confidentiality agreement.
There's a whole discipline of labor attorneys out there. Like,
well, exactly, and they have to sign confidentiality agreements. So here the federal government is making them declare who their clients are, and yet in the states they have to sign a confidentiality agreement. You might say, why is the administration doing this? Well, because it wants to make sure that it wants to deprive small businesses of private counsel with
regard
to union issues.
It has no desire to have a level playing field between the unions and the employers.
Unions don't have to fill out the form. Unions don't have to fill out these forms. They can get all the confidential advice they want, by the way.
But I don't know why I'm astonished. And we're going to talk about this some more and apply it to the president's speech this week on the economy in Elkhart, Indiana. After these messages, 22, I'm Jim Blessing, and Diana Fritchcott-Roth is our guest.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.